You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, good day everyone. Our meditation passage today is from Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Chapter 57 of Isaiah seems to have a lot to say. Firstly, about the death of the righteous person who enters into the peace of the Lord and is thus spared from the coming calamity. He also points out the judgment that awaits the wicked and the idolaters. Isaiah goes on to say that those who take refuge in the Lord will receive their inheritance on the holy mountain. This is part of the very promise that is given to us. It brings us further hope by saying that the Most High Lord doesn't only dwell on the holy mountain or in the heavens beyond time and space, but he also dwells in the heart of a contrite person. This gives us hope who take refuge in the Lord. We are being encouraged to come before the Lord in repentance and humility. The Lord himself wants to revive and restore us to our inheritance. The Lord does not desire sacrifices and rich offerings, like the ones the people offer to the kings in verse 9. The Lord desires a heart that acknowledges its sin and is humble before him. We therefore do not come before the Lord flaunting our righteousness or our riches. We come to him in our nothingness, and he will fill us with his riches. Just like a vessel that is full will not catch any more water, but when empty is able to now be filled with living water. In the same way, our hearts, when emptied of sin and pride, is able to receive the rich graces from the Lord. Let us make it a habit to not hold on to what we have, but consciously empty ourselves and come before our God. That is true worship and true surrender that pleases the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.